A new national report shows that there is a shortage of workers with developed skills in science, technology, engineering, and math. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports on how Utah employers are faring when it comes to finding workers who are STEM competent.
The Brookings Institution report analyzed how long job vacancies were posted for various occupations last year. The study's author, Jonathan Rothwell, says STEM jobs took the longest to fill everywhere across the country, indicating difficulty finding workers with adequate skills.
These are high-demand skills that need to be fostered, and I hope it reinforces efforts, especially at the K-12 level, to make improvements in math and science education a priority. Now, when it comes to post-secondary education, the general trend in the United States is that we need to do a better job of graduating more people into these fields.
Utah had an easier time finding STEM workers than a lot of other areas. In Salt Lake and Provo metro areas, it took 37 to 38 days to hire a STEM worker with a bachelor's degree. In Washington, D.C., it took 46 days. In San Jose, California, it took 59 days. Across the country, the hardest jobs to fill were related to architecture, engineering, and computers.
Overall, nationally, there's a shortage of STEM workers. It's not as severe in Utah, most likely because of the high educational attainment rates, strong university and high school systems. So that's a tremendous asset for Utah that it can use to recruit companies to invest in the area and to help develop its own internal entrepreneurial culture.
This year, Utah state lawmakers approved $20 million to continue and expand STEM education initiatives. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.